Hey, everybody, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, and it is now 9 o'clock.
That was Layla, done by Eric Clapton live from his album Crossroads 2 Live in the 70s. Live, I believe, recorded 1972 at the Santa Monica Civic Center. Before that, we heard from Fleetwood Mac doing their tune Gold Dust Woman, Stevie Nicks on lead vocals. And before that, we heard from Arlo Guthrie singing his song Coming Into Los Angeles, a 60s hit that I believe was featured at Woodstock. Next up, we're going to hear from Chuck Berry. He's going to do a little tune. It's called Johnny Be Good, probably one of his flagship, more famous tunes. Here we go. Down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, we're back up in the woods among the evergreens. Short and long, cabin made of earth and wood. Well, in the country boy named Johnny Be Good. Who'd ever love a lighter reader writes so well? Could play a guitar just like a regular bell. Go, 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 go,
That was Chuck Berry, in case you didn't get that. It's 9:30, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford. Thank you for playing all that, man. That was a great set. So we're going to continue with some more music. This time, I think, from Algiers. Let's see. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that, but if you want to give me a call, I can, or look up, yeah, you look it up on Spinatron, and I'm going to put that in there. Anyway, the track is called Salamat, and here we go. It kind of sounds something like this. Actually, what you're hearing is, birds. Now it sounds like this. Thank you.
قلبي يحدثني بأنك متلفي روحي فداك، حبيبي حبيبي قلبي.
I saw life she had, death in her.
You just heard Johnny Flynn singing his song In the Deepest off of his album Cillian. That was a new release released just this year. And now we have a public service announcement. Medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives every year. The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help. When you communicate with your doctor, when you ask more questions, you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake. Doctors can't answer if you don't ask. Help reduce your risk. Questions are the answer. Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council. And next up, we're going to hear from Glenn Campbell. He's going to do an old Otis Redding cover. It's called Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Here we go.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away, just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I have nothing to live for, look like nothing's gonna come my way. Yeah, so I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll. Just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Just sitting here resting my bones, this loneliness won't leave me alone. Yeah, for 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Yeah, now I'm sitting at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Yeah, I'm just sitting at the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. Came the old cook came on deck saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, the gales of November remembered. They prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral.
church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up for dead when the gales of November come early.
When someone at a party jumps into a pool fully dressed, everyone cheers them on and jumps in too. Just so you know, in real life parties, nobody jumps in after you. You just look stupid.
Come on, jump in! Come on!
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Been tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage only here on WMFO in Medford. And we've been training WMFO DJs Sean and Holly the last two Friday evenings here, and I'd say they're ready to get on the air with their own shows, and that'll be coming up pretty soon. So thanks so much for listening this evening. I'll be back again next week with another sound collage for you. And well, we just heard the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, a real story of a song by Gordon Lightfoot. And backing me up right now is our jazz prelude to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson. This is Sun Ra and his orchestra and Sunology Part 2. And on the Time Tunnel tonight, we've got a special treat for you with old school Steve coming in and spinning some of his favorites. So that'll be an excellent show, I'm sure. And I'm going to be cooking dinner to that and checking out the jazz interlude around 11:30 or so. So thanks once more for listening. And remember, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving, because people die that way. Have a safe weekend.